quarter, even though it made fewer of its new Model 3 sedans than anticipated. Tesla delivered more than 26,000 vehicles in the July through September period. That's up 4.5% from the same quarter a year ago. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is an encore broadcast of the Bean Found Show.
Good morning. You're listening to the Bean Found Show. I'm Cloudwise Joe, and I got my internet superhero Chauncey Hallworth with me.
Am I Cloudwise Chaunce?
You could be Cloudwise Chaunce. Or SEO.
I don't want to be Cloudwise.
SEO Chaunce or whatever.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, it's good to be in the studio. So I've got two locations now. I spend some of my time in Tennessee and some of my time here in California. And those of you who have been listening, we've been trying to work out the technical challenges of doing a radio show with our talent in two different places. I should say our talent here in Reading and then me in another place. And on top of that, we're trying to do a lot of things like add video to the radio show. That's crazy. But we're doing that. We're adding video to the radio show. So there's a lot going on. But I got to tell you, it's just nice to be back in the studio. The studio feels like home.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Even big old Chauncey came and gave me a hug. Jared didn't give me a hug, though.
I spend a lot of time here.
You do spend a lot of time here. Seems like we got a show every week.
We do have a show every week.
I mean, every day. Oh. Yeah. Hey, I got jet lag. Can you get jet lag going from Tennessee to California? Does it work that way?
If you're wussy.
Okay, right now my wife's listening and said he's got jet lag then. So you can follow along. We do have our shows on beingfound.com. We got all kinds of articles and videos that go along with the show. We really are committed to making sure local businesses are being found by more buying customers. I really do believe, I'm not just saying this, I believe that this is the best 2 hours of radio for business.
I think so, too. I think that I think a lot of other radio is maybe a little more self-serving than we are.
Yeah, that's true. This is about the businesses. And it occurred to me that, you know, what we're doing is we're taking a lot of that information that you can find online about how to market, how to grow your business, and how to be found. And we're bringing it into the real world, into the real media and people, for people and businesses who maybe don't spend their whole lives Googling how to do search engine optimization or how to be found and all that like we do.
Right. Well, I think that's a big part of what we're doing is, like, you know, we do this for a living, and in order to truly understand anything that you're doing, if you can teach it in layman's terms, maybe layman's not a very nice word, but in simple terms, in explainable, palatable, digestible terms, then you really understand it.
So what you're trying to say is we don't understand this stuff.
Well, I think
we're on the road to understanding? Is that what
I think
means?
This road is helping us,
yeah,
by helping other people.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So maybe we're a little more self-serving than I thought.
There we go. You had to circle back to that. As a matter of fact, you know, if you've listened to this show, we've talked about something called AMP, Accelerated Mobile Pages, or the Accelerated Mobile Project. I follow my own advice, and I'm being a guinea pig for our listeners. We're actually creating these different kind of pages, which Google loves. They're fast, but it's a whole different kind of code that you add to your website so that it's more mobile friendly and it's faster. Well, it takes a little bit of time to understand how to work with it and how to do it. And I'm actually my own guinea pig. If you go to any of our websites, beingfound.com, Cloudwise Academy, Cloud Potential, and you use a mobile device, our AMP pages actually show up instead of our regular website.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually look like crap.
They do?
Yeah, they do. They do. Again, we're our own guinea pig, and one of the things we're messing around with is how much of the styling that you – everybody does this. When we build a website, we build it looking at our own desktop computer. Almost never does a business owner build their website looking at their mobile phone. So what we're doing is we're seeing what's that difference between how an AMP page shows, because what an AMP page will do is it'll rip out some of the styling, and you got to go back in and restyle specific for mobile. And so we're trying to figure out how much of that desktop styling that we think is so important to make our page attractive and for people to like it, how much is actually needed on mobile. And so we're starting at like nothing, basic.
Yeah, well, for, you know, I'm just starting to dabble in AMP pages as well, but for the past couple of years, as a developer, I've been doing what's called mobile first, where I design the mobile site first and then build my way up to the desktop site.
Right.
And this provides two advantages. For one, you know you've done the mobile site, but for two, it loads the mobile CSS first, allowing it to load faster on a mobile device.
Yeah, right. We're going to get into mobile a little bit, too, in this show. Also, I want to let everybody know that we've got a CloudWise Academy. We have some classes coming up. I think one is on the 15th, but actually in Butte College. So we'll be teaching in Butte College. We're teaching website for beginners, so HTML, CSS, JavaScript. I'm really excited about that. And we have three other classes we'll be teaching at Butte College over the next, 3-4 months. We're going to be teaching C#, which is a coding language. We're going to be teaching, I think, Ruby on Rails and WordPress. I think you're actually teaching the WordPress class, right, Chauncey?
So I hear.
Which you keep forgetting, I think.
I do keep forgetting.
So we're really excited about that.
Not WordPress, the class.
Yeah, you forget the class. And we'll tell you more about it. But if you're in the area, or if you go down to Chico or the Butte area, you might want to look into taking this class. I know they still have openings, and we'll have more information on CloudWise Academy and being found. Another thing I wanted to talk about before we get going here is Project Hometown. You can go to projecthometown.com, and it's the major reason I'm in town right now. Project Hometown is the idea that if all of our local businesses here in Shasta County, and maybe it's not an idea, maybe it's a challenge, but if all of the businesses in Shasta County who sell products or services embraced the e-commerce economy and they made sure their products and services were being found online the way their customers want to buy, which I got to tell you, this is a specific requirement. Customers don't want to rummage through a website that's really nothing more than a brochure. They want to get to products. They want to get to reviews. They want to be able to compare features. And one of the things we're going to talk about is how Google and other monsters are actually looking at your website and determining if it should share your products or not and how it's going to share your products. And so I'm in town. We're going to be meeting with Tony at the EDC. I think Jake Mangus from the Chamber will be there. We've invited a bunch of other web developers. Chauncey, you're going to be there. I don't know if you know about it or not yet, but you're invited. And the idea is, could all of us organizations and developers come together and figure out a way that we can make it accessible for all the businesses in Shasta County to essentially connect to the e-commerce economy? Because here's the thing. There is a whole new economy happening. They actually expect that in 2017, e-commerce sales is going to eclipse brick-and-mortar sales. We hear about brick-and-mortar businesses closing all the time, and it's really too bad that they're closing, because you do have this choice to plug in to this e-commerce economy, which means getting your products sold through Amazon, which means getting your products into an e-commerce platform. There's really specific requirements. So we're going to talk about that this week.
Yeah, and if you think about local economy, you know, let's say 1,000 businesses each make $1,000 online a year. That's an extra $1 million pumped into local economy.
That's either keeping the money here, or the nice thing about e-commerce is you can find customers anywhere.
Right.
And the big deal is that this isn't as hard as people think. You can plug into this if you just took a little bit of time. You know, and about the amount of time it takes to get an ad ready for radio or for TV with all the right research and doing the right steps to get that done, you could also be connected to the e-commerce economy.
Yeah, step one of being found, be available.
Be available. Okay, so you're listening to the Being Found show. It's going to be a great show, and I'm glad to be in the studio. Thank you for listening, and we'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, director of the Redding Electric Utility. REU is celebrating National Public Power Week October 1st through the 7th. Please join us at our open house on Friday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our offices located at 3611 Abtec Parkway. There will be free bucket truck rides, pole climbing and tree trimming demonstrations, and much more. Food trucks will be on site and all REU customers will receive a $5 food truck voucher. Let's celebrate our nonprofit community-owned utility. For more information, call 339-7200.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
On Saturday, October 7th, the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest will be coming to the Anderson River Park.
And it's totally free.
Food and games begin at noon with live music from nine bands starting at 2 p.m. Plus, a special presentation by Citizens for Fair Representation. Local vendors will be presenting arts and crafts,
balloon animals,
face painting,
pumpkin carving,
even laser tag,
and drawings for prizes.
So bring the whole family for a day in the park.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Jared, I love your music choice. Welcome back to the Being Found Show, where I personally think this is the best 2 hours for business, but I would like to say that as I was walking out the door, visiting my mother, she said, great, have a good show, and I know you're listening, Mom. Have a good show, I'll be listening, but 2 hours is an awful long time to listen to you, son.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mom?
Just imagine sitting next to him during it, Mrs. Joe's Mom.
Okay, so again, you're back at the Being Found Show. Thank you so much for listening. You know, we love doing this. We love pulling back the green curtain and making the internet make sense for business.
Before you go on, you know, my wife has never once listened to this show.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, is it because she doesn't care? She doesn't like you or she doesn't like me?
I think she just knows that the topic she'll glaze over in a matter of seconds.
I'm pretty sure her whole audience does that.
We have a finite audience. You know, we have an audience of business owners. And then, you know, it's probably a bit larger because of entrepreneurs.
Right.
There's a lot of entrepreneurs that are trying to become business owners that we can probably help. But,
yeah.
You know, this is what we refer to as B2B.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a good point. I like to think that this show is also for the dreamer, because
that's kind of what I meant by entrepreneur.
Yeah. Well, that's true. It's probably the same thing. You know, you and I, if we were to talk about our example of where we came from, you know, we don't have a pedigree for this. We learned this.
I don't have a degree.
You don't have a degree. I don't either. I don't even know if there are degrees other than the ones we give at CloudWise. The, this is one of those things that you got to learn the hard way. It changes every single day. But if you learn how to operate in this new world, then it's totally manageable. Like you got, it's more of how you look at it. And that's really what the show's trying to do is let you think about how to look at things in this world. For instance, you'll hear me talk about limited risk marketing. Well, it's because I learned that the hard way, because I got to pay for my own marketing and I'm tired of wasting money on one channel when another one works, right? So, it is complicated. It is hard, but it is here. And what we're trying to explain is that if you just put some commitment and time to understanding it and knowing how to or what to expect, what questions to ask, every business person can do this.
I think you just have to have one quality that, frankly, if you don't have it, you got to get it, and it'll help everybody in every single life ever. And
what that is
that? You have to like to learn.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've always kind of, instead of writing my kids to get great grades and so on and so forth, I've really taught them that learning is fun and you got to like to learn, and they do like to learn, and
yeah,
everything else just kind of took care of itself.
Well, in being in business, you like to learn. I mean, I don't know a single business person out there that doesn't enjoy learning or doesn't realize that, you know, they've had to solve problems. They've had to figure out supply chain problems. They've had to figure out, how do I keep my doors open? How do I hire a new employee? They're constant. That's the nature of business. So I think you're right. That very same nature, you just have to apply to understanding how the internet's going to impact your business and work with it. Which, I had an interview, or I interviewed someone named Kate All. She's with Simple Pin Media, and we're going to have that interview available online. I'm going to talk about it in the next show. But that was such a good interview that I want to talk about a little bit.
Yeah, I watched that.
Did you watch that? It was about Pinterest. And, you know, the being found idea, the being found show, and the whole concept of being found, it's not about search engine optimization. It's not just about being found on Google. It's about being found where your customers are looking with what they're looking for when they're looking, right? And so Pinterest kept coming up. I would talk to clients, and they'd say, you know, Joe, we don't understand what's going on, but we're actually seeing revenue from people who come from Pinterest to our website, and there's the conversion is higher than all of our other channels. I'm like, what in the world is going on here, right? I wasn't really into Pinterest. So when you hear this interview, you know, I'm unashamedly unaware of how Pinterest works. I mean, my sister who listened to it said, Joe, I think you need to dumb things down more. And I said, well, that wasn't me dumbing it down. That was me trying to figure it out.
Right, totally. You got to reel in the stupid, or people aren't going to trust you with
Pinterest
in the future.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
but no, really, that's how you learn. You have to put yourself out there and say, this is what I don't know, and I would like you to tell me.
Yeah, and she did a great job, Kate. So I want to go over a few things that she talked about that you literally could start right now. And so one of them was Pinterest is smaller than Facebook. Essentially, if you don't know what Pinterest is, it's a social media platform, I guess, is what you'd call it. But essentially what you do is when you find good articles or you find pictures or things like that online that you want to keep for inspiration, or you might want to use later to figure out how to build a picnic bench or how to organize a room or whatever, you actually pin them. You save them. So when you're on that website, you click a button, you pin it, and it's now in your Pinterest account.
Yeah, it's like a bookmarking website that's much more social and visual.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so then Pinterest goes to work. Once you're pinning things, Pinterest goes to work trying to share other pins, other boards and pins that other people like that are like what you're pinning. So essentially, you're starting to show Pinterest what you like, and Pinterest is trying to help get other things in front of you, which is wonderful for a business. Because if you're a business and you are putting things in Pinterest that Pinterest knows to share with people, Pinterest is actually, I don't want to use the word pushing, but it's the only word that's coming to my mind. It's actually pushing those pictures and things to people who they know are interested.
Curating it.
Curating.
Yep.
And so one of the things she pointed out is just get started with Pinterest. This is one of those things that, you know, it doesn't take a lot of time. Every day, she says, so until you're figuring out, as a business, go start pinning things that you think your customers would be interested in so that they're on your Pinterest page. And start pinning the things that you have in your blogs or website that you think would be valuable. And just start doing it so you... that's kind of our advice all the time. But I think in Pinterest especially, there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
After talking to her.
And share on your Facebook that you have a new Pinterest page, and you're going to find those Facebook users that already follow you that are interested.
Yeah. And so I asked her, I said, why is it that Pinterest seems to be so effective when it's smaller than Facebook? It's 150 million. I think Facebook's a billion users. And
I have a guess.
Okay, go ahead. Well, you watched it. You should know.
Well, I have a guess.
You didn't pay attention. Okay.
I paid attention, but my different wording, I guess, is that it is very targeted on a user level towards consumers.
Yeah, well, and that I think you might be right there, but I think also what she pointed out was that this is where people are going for inspiration. And, you know, inspiration is something that is early on in the buying process. It doesn't mean it won't happen. You won't buy something right away, but it's one of your first things that you go out to do. What kind of table do I want? How do I want my clothing to look or whatever? And so what you end up doing is you see things and find things and you save them. And so now it's sitting there reminding you that you like that, right? It's forming part of your decision-making process. And so when it comes time, you have almost like sitting in a shopping cart the idea or the product that you're after, and you can just go back there and buy it. So it's one of those things that sticks with you. The other thing about Pinterest, and I bring it up especially this week because I think it's related to Project Hometown in the e-commerce economy, is Pinterest will allow you to sell through Pinterest.
Right, which is fairly new, right?
It's fairly new. It's called buyable pins. And so if somebody sees one of your products pinned and they like it, they can buy it right there. It's called putting it in the bag. Mm-hmm. And that's why I talk about the e-commerce economy and being found, because it's not about your website anymore. I mean, you need a website. But your buyer is not just using your website to figure out what they need.
I think this is a good way to look at it, is your website is a collection of pages.
Mm-hmm.
So your website is no longer just the collection of pages that is located under your domain name. Your website is your collection of pages that represent you.
Right.
And so that leads to your profiles, that leads to your reviews, that leads to everything. That is you.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to talk about in a segment coming up. That's a good segue. We're going to talk about something that, Chauncey, this is going to challenge your concept that we can take something complicated and make it simple. And that means we understand it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Because in one of the coming up segments, we're actually going to look at and talk about the fact that Google is now trying to serve up your products and your content and allow users to do what they need with that content before ever going to your website. Now, whether you like that or not, let's just think about it for a second. That might mean that people never go to your website. Whether you like that or not doesn't really matter. It's happening. And so that's a reality that you have to deal with. There's 5 billion Google searches a day or something like that. So it's happening. And so there are very specific things you have to understand about your website, and there's very specific ways to test your website to see if your information is showing up in Google in a way that Google wants to display it so users can interact with that content. And it's really a debate that's going on. Is that a good thing or not that Google's trying to share people your content without them having to go to your website? And to me, the debate is mute because you have to deal with it either way. So that's one of the things we're going to talk about.
It's private business. You can't stop.
You can't stop them. Well, I guess the government could. Are you about to boss me around? Do I have a minute? Okay, so I want to give one little action step. One of the things she said was we asked, how often do you pin? How often do you go pin something and put it in your profile? And she said every day. Every day, go pin a couple things. Start there. So do that. Open a Pinterest account. Don't be afraid, and just start pinning things, and we'll keep covering it.
5 minutes, right, when you get to work.
Yep, 5 minutes. Just do it. Okay, Jared's the big old mean boss, and he's bossing us around, and he's all clean-shaven and good-looking now, so I'm not going to tell him no. All right, you're listening to the Being Found Show. We'll be right back after this break.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at shastaspine.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in him.
You're listening to the Being Found Show, and I think that's what Jared feels like. This is the best 2 hours of radio for business. Even if when I text my wife and ask how the show was, she says, I forgot it was on. I'm having a rough morning. I'm so glad to see you guys. My mom and my wife are rough on me.
Well, I think that's a sign of a good relationship. You got to have things that are separate. And, you know, it's like...
Okay, so we've got a lot to go over in the show. This...
Maybe that was a bit sexist for me to choose quilting.
That's right.
So, maybe pro wrestling?
Yeah, there you go. Well, email Chauncey. Fill out the card and send it to Chauncey. Okay, it occurred to me... So, what I try to do in the show... is go over things that I see throughout the week. You know, I want to go over some of the technical stuff, and you know, I want to go over some of the tactics. But also, I see a lot of trouble for business around strategy and around prioritization. Say that five times fast. For some reason, prioritization is hard for me to say. Maybe because I hardly believe in it.
Prioritizing.
And different. I can't tell you. I probably lost count. How many businesses are spending money on online marketing or marketing in general, and they haven't stopped to prioritize at what stage? They haven't even prioritized really what path this customer is going to take to buy from them, and they haven't prioritized where the problem spot is or where the opportunity is to be found by a customer. And so it's kind of just all over the map. I need a website. I need AdWords. I need Facebook. I need this. I need Pinterest. I need whatever. But I almost never see a business stop and go, okay, do my customers know who I am? Can my customers find me? Right? What are customers looking for when it's my product? So what I thought we'd do is, what I wanted to go over a little bit here is I want to have a discussion on basically as a business, before you waste any more money on marketing, what I want you to do is figure out where you're at and who you are in being found. And so I've got a series of questions here, and the questions are almost in priority level. So if I want the businesses to ask themselves these questions, and we'll ask ourselves these questions too, Chauncey. And if you find that you've answered one of the questions and you're not being found for that, then stop there and work on that part, because these are kind of in priority level. Let me give you an example. So here's one. Are you being found when someone knows your company name? Right? You know, so we just did a series on construction and how to be found in construction. And, you know, I hear this a lot where a business says, well, I get my customers from word of mouth or because I do such a good job, which is all true. I mean, I think that's probably it. I mean, that's the best place to be. But when somebody knows you and loves you and wants to tell their friend about you, can they go online and find your business hours? Can they go online and find you online so they can say, this guy right here, this company right here is my carpet cleaner, this is the contractor I use?
Right. Let's be realistic. How big of fans do you think these guys are of you that they know your address and phone number off the top of your head, and they're going to call and follow up with their buddy to make sure that they call the right carpet cleaner?
Yeah.
No, they're going to tell them the name.
They're going to tell them the name. And that person's going to go Google it. I mean, just that's just the reality, right?
Right.
So, you know, when I'm talking about this, sure, it'd be great if you're found on Pinterest, and sure, it's great if you're found on Facebook. But what I want you to do is I want you to think the opposite way. I want you to think about intimacy. Don't think about it with me, Chauncey. But I want you to think about it. Yeah. Hey, Jared. I want you to think about intimacy, because the more intimate someone is with you as a business, the more specific they are about who you are and how they're going to talk about you, how they're going to look for you or share you. And you want those people who are most intimate with you to be able to find you, right? And so one of the things you want to do is, are you being found when someone knows your name? And, Chauncey, let's go over that a little bit. So, first off, one of the ways you can figure this out, obviously, is to Google yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But I want to talk about three places that you can do this. So you can Google yourself. Once you Google yourself, you want to see, hopefully, you show up in two places. You want to show up in the organic search. I should say three. You want to show up in the organic search, which is that normal tech stuff. You want to show up on those maps. And you want to show up on that right side that you use all the time when you're looking for a business, Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner, that's got the business hours and the phone number. You want to show
up. The knowledge graph.
The knowledge graph. You want to show up in those three places. If you're not, just take a break on spending money on your marketing, and let's get you found right then and there.
Right.
Do you agree or disagree?
Well, absolutely, because let's say we put an ad in the paper. Mm-hmm. I don't carry the paper around in my back pocket. But if I thought of somebody, I might remember the name. Let's say you put an ad on the radio. I didn't write it on my hand so that I can call it later, but I might remember the name.
Right.
You know, let's say I stumbled across the search result and I liked it. and a week later I'm thinking about using it. I didn't bookmark the website, but I might remember the name.
That's right. And this can be a challenge. You know, as I was preparing for the show, I tested myself. And, you know, the Being Found show, this is a big concept. And the name is used in a lot of different concepts. Is the child being found? You know, I mean, there's all these being founds out there. And so I don't come up very well yet for our show. Now, our show's the Being Found show and the website and all that's fairly new. But I got to go to work at that. I got to go to work at making sure that I'm being found for being found, right?
Right.
And so it is what it is.
Well, yeah. I mean, depending on your, you know, what we're doing is a lot different than a local business, though.
Yeah.
You know, let's say your
business. Because we're superheroes?
Well, let's say, well, on top of that, let's say your business is called, you know, A1 Lawn Maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
How many A1 lawn maintenances do you think there are across the country?
So there's one in every city.
Right. So if I'm searching from Reading, I'm going to get the one in Reading.
Right.
If I'm searching from Nashville, I'm going to get the one in Nashville. And so local is a little bit different than what we're doing here.
Yeah. Because we're national. We're worldwide.
We're blowing it up.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. So,
but we can't be found for people.
We're getting there. We're getting there. But hey, that's the deal. It is what it is. And so that's what I'm focusing on as a company. So, you know, I'm doing what I say. Okay. So that's the first thing. Let's prioritize your marketing so that you're figuring out if you're being found and people know who you are. But now let's take another layer down. What about when somebody knows they need your products? So let's use the famous carpet cleaning, right?
All right.
So we got A1 carpet cleaning. We're being found for that. But now there's this next layer of intimacy, which, by the way, I'm getting texts from my family that they feel uncomfortable with me using the term intimacy. Apparently, either they think that's horrifying. Or I don't use that word. I'm not sure which it is.
Apparently your kids thought that they were immaculately.
Yeah, right. My wife just shut off the phone or shut off the radio. Okay, so the next one down, so that's when they know you. So just take a break. Prioritize. Do what you have to do to be found for people who know you. And the next step down, what if they need your product? They know they need carpet cleaning, right? Are you being found when people in Reading are looking for carpet cleaning, right?
Right.
And so what – I know we talk about Google a lot. It is Google, but I want to back out a little further from that. Are you being found – well, again, Google yourself, right? Because you're going to want to look and see if you show up in what you call the knowledge graph. You want to show up in the maps, the organic, and you want to show up at that right side. Ideally, if you won carpet cleaning and your business is the one who shows up on that right side – but there are a lot of other places that are going to help you be found, like your Facebook profile, like Yelp, like Yellow Pages online, free listing. There's a lot of directories that are trying to figure out how to display carpet cleaners for users in Google and places like that. And so you got to ask yourself, when someone looks for those products, are those monster websites going to work helping you be found when people are looking for those products? Am I speaking the truth here, Chauncey?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of those, what those are really going to do, especially for a local business, is those are going to get you into the map pack. Now, I realize that a lot of you that aren't doing this on a regular basis aren't realizing that the map pack and the organic. So the map pack is when you get a nice little map above the search results, and the organic is the stuff underneath it. If you're number one in the organic, but you're not in the map pack, that might sound great. But your average visitor isn't registering it that way. What they're seeing is the three results above you in the map pack.
Yeah.
And then the organic.
And we're going to have to go in a minute here, but I just want to talk about the psychology of that real quick. People are using their cell phones, which means that map pack takes up the whole darn phone.
The whole thing, yeah.
And just think about your own psychology when you go to look for something, business owner, and you're looking for a school in town, shoes or whatever, and that map pack pops up, you just automatically consider that those are my options.
Right.
psychologically, you think that somehow the whole world figured out that that must be all my options or my best options, and you pick from that map pack. And so you really do need to be in there. Okay, so we're coming to the end of this segment. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to The Being Found Show.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of The Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center. Big Bike Weekend is back and bigger than ever as it thunders into the Shasta District Fair and Event Center beginning Friday, October 6th. Sign up now to participate at BigBikeWeekend.com and check out the schedule of events, including the Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, and the free Can-Am Spider Demo Rides. There'll be hours of stunt bike entertainment featuring the Victor McLaughlin Motor Corps, Robin Stunt's Diamond Team, and the West Coast Connection Team, with non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bobette on the main stage. Be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. It's family-friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center, Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th. Sponsored in part by Shasta Speedway, Julie Foster Allstate Insurance, Redding Harley-Davidson, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, and Riggs Media Consulting.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I lied and told her I loved her, she didn't care, but anyway. I told her we'd still be friends, and she didn't care, but anyway.
All right, you're listening to The Being Found Show. Best 2 hours in radio. And I'm just going to keep saying that until everyone believes me. But this is the best 2 hours in radio for business. Or podcast. We have a podcast you can follow at beingfound.com and a bunch of articles there and all that kind of stuff. So check it out.
YouTube channel for if you want just some of the sections we're talking about.
That's right. Yeah, we do break everything into sections. And we've also recently started transcribing. So that you can actually, I don't know why anybody would want to listen to us and read us, but you can.
Well, personally, as somebody who does this for a living, I always skip the video and go to the transcription because I can skim it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the same way. It's funny. The whole world loves video. I don't count on video. I read everything.
Yeah, it's time consuming.
Yeah.
You know, and so maybe if I'm doing it recreationally or sitting down to learn or something, but when I'm working and looking for an answer, I skip that video every time.
Yeah, me too. Okay, I wanted to get a little technical here. And again, so this is kind of ask yourself some questions. So one of the questions you want to ask yourself is, does the Internet even know you exist? Does it even know you exist? And did you know you have to tell it? So the question is, did you tell the Internet you exist? So what am I talking about? Well, I actually one time had a client who had made huge amounts of content. And I went through their website and thought, this is the most incredible content. This is amazing. This person must be killing it. And then we got to the traffic, and there was almost no traffic. And he goes, I don't know what's going on. I've been doing this for 3 years. I go, oh, well, let me look at a couple things. And what it turned out was he didn't tell the Internet exists. So what do I mean? I'm going to get specific here, but in that particular case, there's something called robot text. Robot text is a file that you have in your website, which essentially suggests to search engines what to crawl on your site and what not to. And for 3 years, his robot text file said, stay away from my site, search engine.
Disallow.
Disallow. So every bit of content he had made for 3 years, the Internet didn't know to search.
I'm going to use a big word here. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, and I see that all the time. It's, man, the Internet's technical. And so there are technical issues that can stop you from being found. And so what I want to do is I just want to bring up a couple terms that that you can use to make sure you're being found, or telling the Internet that you exist so you can be found. Okay.
Well, I got a quick one that will help them understand if they are found.
Okay.
And if they do site colon and then your domain name in Google,
mm-hmm.
it'll tell you every page that Google has crawled for your website.
I'm glad you started there. So that is a great place to start. It's actually possible to know what Google thinks about you, right? So that's what you're saying. So say that again. How do they do that?
So you just type in the word site
mm-hmm.
colon
mm-hmm.
and then your domain name.
And now what'll show up is every page in the search results that Google knows about you.
Right, called the index. Every page that Google has indexed from your site will show up there.
Yeah, so if you have a...
If it only shows up the home page, that means you have some sort of block problem.
Right.
Yeah.
So do that. I mean, you know, if you own a business or you own a website, these are the kind of things that you need to know to do. Even if you don't work on your website... If you don't get into the content or using your internet to or the website to sell, you know, that's just not your department. It doesn't mean that you aren't going to pay the price and you're not responsible. Ultimately, you know that as a business. I know that as a business. You know, if you run a construction company and you don't actually finish the concrete, your concrete crew does. You do have to be able to walk out there and say, okay, that's what a well-finished foundation or slab looks like.
Right.
So same thing here. The Internet is not going away.
And, you know, you may not be an Internet guy, but you are a consumer.
Person. There you go.
You may not be an... God, I'm terrible today.
You're PC out the window.
I know. I'm actually way more PC than most people
are. You are like totally PC.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You may not be an Internet person when you think of developing, but you are because you use it. So
right.
If you can't figure out, well, how do I figure these things out? Step away, get on somebody else's computer if you have to, and pretend you're a customer.
Yeah, just do that.
Search.
Yeah.
Search for your business. Search for your service. When you find the service, click through, fill out the form, pick up the phone, call yourself, see what happens.
Yeah.
And you'll probably get a lot of information.
That's right.
You know, if your receptionist answers the phone and she's all, what? You know you got a problem.
That's right. Which we do in all other aspects, but we don't over here. So let's real quick go over them. Fetching. So there, almost every client I've ever had has no idea that there is a tool called Google Webmaster Tools. That is a free tool that Google gives you. It asks you to connect your website to it, and it tells you a whole list of things about your site, like security, what you're being found for, all that kind of stuff. But one of the other things that it does is it lets you talk to Google's bot, and you can fetch. So this isn't hard to do. You can do it. You can have your Internet people do it. Whatever you got to do, you need to make sure you have Google Webmaster Tools, and then you need to make sure your site and your pages have been fetched, which means you told Google, I got a website here. Please crawl it when you will. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I'm always amazed at it. I'll talk to SEOs, and I'm all, well, do you fetch? And they're all, what is that? And I'm just all, What?
No, this is big.
Was that too far down on the menu for you?
Yeah. No, this is big. I mean, I have not hit a single client yet who's had their website fetched. And like you, I've come across a lot of SEO businesses who never fetch their client sites. So business, get Google Webmaster Tools and go fetch it. And if you can't figure out how to do this, call us, come by our office, get our number from beingfound.com, whatever, but do it.
By the way, the other thing is submitting your sitemap. And you can do all
I was
going
to get to that.
Okay, well, you can do all these things in Bing as well.
You stole my thunder. Yeah, you'll do it in Bing. True. But sitemaps is the other one. I want to unravel this mystery, too. All a sitemap is it's a listing of your pages and how they're connected to each other that you give to Googlebot. So Google's got a map. So Google's got a roadmap to come search your site, because Google can only get to pages if there's something for them to get to them with. If you've got a series of pages that aren't connected through the home menus or the footer menus or through some directory, Google's got no idea how to get to those pages unless you help them get there. You can kind of figure them. They're like little islands stuck out there, and a sitemap will help you get that done so Google knows there. So you need to fetch your site. You need to do a sitemap, and I'm surprised that you didn't steal my thunder on this one. You got to get into directories. I'm staring at you.
Weren't we talking about that with the local results, like YP and stuff?
Yeah, but we're on a different segment now.
Oh, okay.
And my bullet point right there is directories.
Oh, well, I can't read it from here.
You want to make the print bigger?
I'm an old man. Yes, absolutely, directories.
Right. The thing here is, and Google even tells you this on their Google support page, if you're in credible directories, well, that does give you some credit. But also it's a way for Google to know how you're defining yourself, and it's also a way for its bot to get to you in other methods. Because, frankly, just because you ask them to fetch and just because you give a sitemap doesn't mean it will fetch or give a sitemap.
And a big part of this directories is trust factor for Google. So businesses change, phone numbers change, so on and so forth, you know. What the directories really do is Google goes out and it goes to your site and it says, okay, this is the business name, this is the address, and this is the phone number.
Yeah.
Then I go out to all these directories and Google says, this is the business name, this is the address, and this is the phone number. And the more consistency that there is, the more Google believes this is the name, address, and phone number.
Right.
If there are a lot of discrepancies, Google starts to say, well, maybe this business is in transition, maybe it doesn't exist anymore, maybe it's a mistake, and it's less apt to serve you up, especially in the map pack.
Right, right. So let me just summarize this. Does the Internet even know you exist? Well, the question that follows right up after that is, did you tell it you exist? You do have to tell it you exist. So make note. Write this down. You need to fetch sitemap and directories. And if you need help, call us, beingfound.com. You can go there. I think we've got our phone number on the site. Or Cloud Potential. We'll help figure out if this is done for you. I won't charge you a thing. We'll just look at your site and tell you if it's done. But it's just simple. This is the beginning. You have to do it. And frankly, statistically, from what I've seen, you haven't done it. I mean, you just haven't. Unless you're like a pocket I haven't hit in business yet. You have not done this.
Right.
Jared, I can't see you boss me around when I'm in Tennessee. Okay, so any real quick thoughts on that? Did we nail that, Chauncey? Anything you'd add real quick?
As far as telling the Internet that you're there?
Yeah.
No, I think that that's definitely the start. I think anything else is getting advanced into picking and choosing what you're doing. A good way to, I think your island comparison was a very good one. That just because your domain name, so think about a crawler. What the crawler is doing is it's actually crawling from link to link.
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes from a website and it finds a link to another website and it crawls over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it finds another one and it crawls over there and starts crawling that website.
Yeah.
If you have no links to your site,
you're an island.
That crawler will never crawl to you.
Right. So action steps. I'm going to repeat myself again because I cannot tell you how important this is. Tell the Internet you exist. Do it. You have to. You wasted all your money on your website and all your marketing if you didn't completely do this. You have to keep doing this all the time. Fetching, sitemaps, directories. Okay, you are listening to the Being Found show. I think we're coming up to the end of our first hour, so mom and lovely wife and sister and family, you all can, I guess, stop listening because it's too long. For the rest of you, though, you're going to want to come right back after the break.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Forecasters say an intensifying Hurricane Nate is now expected to grow stronger before it makes landfall, probably late tonight or early tomorrow. National Hurricane Center Specialist Jack Bevin.
We are now looking for Nate to make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast, somewhere from southeast of Louisiana over to southwestern Alabama, as a Category 2 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale sometime probably this evening or tonight.
That's Jack Bevin at the National Hurricane Center. The top sustained winds now have risen at 90 miles an hour. The core of Nate is said to be about 180 miles south-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Correspondent Aisha Fuchs reports London police say emergency services are outside the Natural History Museum after a car struck pedestrians there.
Police say a number of people have been injured and one person has been detained at the scene. The crash happened at a busy time on a day when the Central London Museum is usually teeming with pedestrians, including international tourists. Photographs show a dented silver car and a man being pinned to the ground outside the museum. Police say they are working to establish the circumstances and the cause of the incident. There was no immediate statement on the number or severity of the injuries. Asya Fuchs, London.
Religious conservatives are cheering two new Trump administration directives that deal directly with religious freedoms. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
First, HHS announced that more employers could opt out of no-cost birth control for workers. Then the Justice Department issued a new policy saying that religious freedom concerns could override LGBT anti-discrimination protections. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
The president believes that the freedom to practice one's faith is a fundamental right in this country.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions wrote that no one should be forced to choose between living out his or her faith and complying with the law.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston, more from townhall.com.
You're shopping for life insurance. That's smart. You should talk to SelectQuote. Consider these numbers. We've helped millions of families, and we've been doing it for 33 years. And with SelectQuote, you don't get just one quote like with other companies. You'll get up to 10 from highly rated insurers. How about these numbers? If you're a 40-year-old male, SelectQuote could get you $500,000 in coverage for under $25 a month. And if you're a 40-year-old female, SelectQuote could get you $500,000 in coverage for under $18 per month. But no matter how great the numbers, it all comes down to just one, helping you. That's why SelectQuote is America's number one term life sales agency. Call SelectQuote at 800-474-5533. Again, 800-474-5533. That's 800-474-5533. Or visit SelectQuote.com to get your free quotes now. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Correspondent Mike Rossi reports the White House is preparing to roll out some tough new actions against Iran.
Two administration officials and a person familiar with the unfolding policy say the White House will announce measures in the coming days targeting Iran's Revolutionary Guard and Hezbollah. The crackdown will come in a window around a policy speech President Donald Trump is preparing to deliver next week, in which he's expected to decline to certify Iran's compliance in the 2015 nuclear agreement.
That is correspondent Mike Grazia. The board of directors at the Weinstein Company say they take those sexual harassment allegations against co-founder and filmmaker Harvey Weinstein extremely seriously and have appointed a legal team to go over them, some of them spanning decades. A statement issued on Friday says that Weinstein is taking an indefinite leave of absence because of the number of the claims against him. Oil prices gave back some of their gains this week on Friday. They were down $1.50 a barrel at $49.29. More from townhall.com. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher is urging the president to pull out of the Iran nuclear agreement.
It paves Iran's pathway to a full-fledged industrial-sized nuclear capability. And its ballistic missile program, which they said is not covered under the deal, is indeed integral to the deal.
And Gallagher tells us Salem Radio Network, allies might complain, but the U.S. has an obligation to do what is right just the same. General Motors is betting that electric vehicles will be all the rage in the not-too-distant future.
The Detroit automaker is promising two new EVs loosely based on the Chevrolet Bolt in the next 1.5 years and more than 20 electric or hydrogen fuel cell vehicles by 2023.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The company sees its entire model lineup running on electricity in the future, whether the source might be a big battery or a tank full of hydrogen, helping to produce the power needed to move the huge SUVs. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
This is an encore broadcast of the Conscious Living the Being Found Show.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. It really is the best 2 hours of radio for business. Okay, so we're in the second hour. This is going to be a really cool hour. There's a couple technical things I want to go over, but then the last part of this show, well, you asked, so we're going to answer.
Totally.
And I think these are going to be good answers.
They're coming for me, so they'll be pretty good.
That's right. Now, here's the thing. When we do these You Ask, We Answer segments, I have not showed Chauncey any of the questions everyone's asked. I purposely don't go study the questions. This is going to be a free fire, oh boy, hopefully know what we're talking about situation.
Well, if we don't, we probably should...
should be off the show.
We should probably get a different job.
Yeah. Okay, real quick, though, I just want to remind everyone, and this is just hitting home more and more and more, mobile is not a catchphrase anymore. You just don't have this choice anymore. You know, one of the things I do is I manage Google AdWords for a lot of clients, and Google AdWords is a marketing platform through Google where, you know, you can have ads show up in the search results. But one of the fantastic things about it is it gives you tons of data into who your users are and what devices they're using and all that kind of things. And I can't tell you how much of a shift there's been from users using desktop to mobile, even again over the last year. I thought last year was a big shift. This year has been titanic. It's huge. So mobile is not a catchphrase.
If you're doubting this, look at your own habits. If you're old school, look at your family.
Yeah. I don't even know if anybody's old school anymore. One person said, well, Joe, people don't buy what I sell online. I'm like, what? Well, they don't buy expensive things like rings. I go, people buy wives online now.
God, that's terrible.
Everything is purchased or researched online. It's just the reality.
Plus, when you're selling something, you are selling two things. You are selling your message first, and then the product or service next. Even if you think they don't buy the product or service online, they're buying your message online first.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So it's not a catchphrase. You know, not only do you have to be found, not only do you have to be online, you know, I hate to put all this burden on you, but it's just the truth. You have to have a mobile presence. It's not that hard. There are platforms that are pre-built and come mobile. You can upgrade your site. It doesn't always mean a new website. If you don't have a website yet, I'm telling you right now, it couldn't be easier to get out there with a mobile site. So get one. And again, it's totally free if you call us and you want some advice. I'm not going to try to sell you a website. If you end up wanting us to get you one, great. But if not, I'll just help you figure out what your options are for a mobile site. So go to beingfound.com. We'll help you make sense of that. I think I'm going to do it every Wednesday. We're going to do Why Doesn't My Website Work Wednesday. And I think I picked 1 o'clock. Is that the time I said?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. So 1 o'clock, you can call or come in. to our office. It's right there next to the Venture Hub on Caterpillar Lane, the Shasta Economic Development Corporation's office. We're actually leased property next to them, so just come on over to the Venture Hub. And at 1 o'clock, we'll just tell you why your website doesn't work. We'll help you. If it's something fixed, we'll just fix it for you.
And if you're not local, pick up the phone. That's 1 o'clock Pacific time.
That's right, 1 o'clock Pacific time. Thank you. All right. So I want to give you a warning. It sounds so dire, but it is what it is. I talked about this earlier in the show. There's something going on with Google where Google is getting better and better at displaying the information customers want without you having to go to the business's site. So what does this mean? Well, it does mean Google's in the job of sharing content, and it would prefer people stayed on its site. But it also means that if you follow Google's rules, you can help your user get what they need right there on Google. So this is one of those necessary evils that we really need to put Google to work for you. Now, let me explain. Let me give you an example that happened to me. So I booked the flight from Tennessee to here. What I normally do is I go to Cheapo Air, or I go to, one of those.
I think that tells us, I just snorted. I think that tells us a little something about you.
Yeah, or Travelocity or whatever, and I book flights. Well, I've been trying to figure out which airports make sense out of Tennessee, so I actually Googled best flights out of Tennessee, and to my surprise, and I shouldn't be surprised, but to my surprise, Google's now in the travel agency business. Instead of organic search for going to Travelocity or Cheapo Air or any of those places, what showed up in that knowledge graph was a search box for me to pick the days I wanted to fly. And then once I picked the days, it actually told me which airports were available, which flights were available, and then it even told me if I changed my day, one day to the left or one day to the right, I'd save $200 on a flight, right? So essentially, I didn't have to go to Cheapo Air to do that search. It was right there on Google search. I ended up finding a flight I wanted, flew out of the airport. It was great. Everything worked out. But what happened is after I found the flight I wanted right there on Google, which totally helped me, and it was an interface that would look right like you're used to looking when you're looking for a flight, picking dates, picking cities, that whole thing. Once that was all done, it took me to the airline on the page I needed to book the flight. So I still booked through the airline. It was a wonderful experience. I don't know that I'll ever go to a travel site again. I'll use Google because it was so easy. But it did occur to me that this is our new reality, that Google is going to keep getting better at this in every industry of serving up content. But Google does want to work in our favor as a business, and it does want to get the business to us. It's not in the business of flying airplanes, right? And so that got me thinking, well, I wonder if businesses know this is happening and what to do about it. Essentially, what's happening is through the code and the connections on the sites, Google recognizes that these are flights and these are listings, and so Google can then organize that content and prepare an interface, right? And so now if you just step back, this is happening to you all the time, and especially on mobile. Let's use the example of you go to look for products. Like right now, look up cupcakes. Look up cupcake recipe. And then go to the image search because you're looking for a good-looking cupcake and a recipe. What you're going to see is a bunch of images of cupcakes, but what you're also going to see is a little badge. And that badge is going to say recipe. When you click on that little badge on your phone without ever going to the website to produce that content, you're going to see that recipe for those cupcakes. Same thing happens with products, right? If you've got a product in it, and if you've done the right thing, which we're going to talk about in a second, then when someone's looking for, let's say they're looking for shoes, and they're looking at pictures of shoes they like, they're going to see something that says product. And if they click on it, they're going to be able to read the information about that product and then go to that website and buy it.
Right.
So this is called the Google badges on image search in this particular case. I'm going to want you to talk about this, Chauncey, and I'm probably taking too much time. We may have to do this in the second segment too. But just in short, which is silly to say after I've just babbled for 10 minutes, in short, what we're saying is that there are ways that you need to make sure your website is coded so Google recognizes it, so Google can display it in this way it wants to.
Right.
And if you can at all, can you take it from there a little bit, Chauncey, make sense of it? Oh, we've got 1 minute. I talked for that long. Okay, we're going to come back and go over this. Just so you all know, not only did I ignore Jared as he was telling me I had a minute, it was Chauncey that had to say, Jared's telling me I'm going to have a minute. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this. And you really do need to know this because Google is going to either work for you or against you. And we want to tell you how to make sure Google's working for you. And Chauncey's going to break this down for us. So you're listening to the Being Found Show, and we're going to be right back after this break.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated Pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win 100 grand. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the river. Start your week outright with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Pigskin Party. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Hop on our tailgate buffet. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
With on-site and patrol officers covering Northern California 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, North State Security works diligently to protect clients and their businesses from civil liabilities and criminal activity. With well-trained, highly visible officers and proactive mindsets toward assessing and engaging suspicious and sometimes dangerous situations, North State has been your ounce of prevention since 1968. Call North State Security at 243-0295.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Jared, you're brilliant. I don't even know how you do it. It must be some kind of producer gift. All right, you're listening to the Being Found Show. We're in studio. I'm just so happy to be in studio. It's so nice to be sitting here with these guys and going over this stuff instead of my own little studio 3,000 miles away.
Your closet.
Yeah, my closet. So, all right, last segment, essentially I was trying to do a warning to businesses that Google is either going to work for you or against you, and in your own behavior, when you're shopping or looking for things, you're probably seeing information show up in Google, and you're thinking, wow, that's nice, Google made that easy for me to see. I didn't even have to go to that website. And the debate of whether that's good or bad probably will rage on for a while, but the reality is it's happening.
And the debate is irrelevant.
It is irrelevant, right. So I babbled for like a whole segment. Somehow I thought we'd have time in that segment to get into some of the details. So, Chauncey, make sense of what is this thing that I'm doing on a website so that Google even knows what my content is to do this. What is this thing?
Well, a couple of years back.
Back in the old days.
Back yonder. Search engines got together and said, basically Bing, Google, and Yahoo, got together and said, you know, we need to come up with a way for people to better tell us about the content on their website. And what they came up with was called schema markup.
Okay.
And that's what this is. When you first gave me the article, I think I overcomplicated it because I'm just, and trying to read about the thing. But really, the reason why I overcomplicated it is because it's something I've already been doing for a couple of years.
Right.
So, basically, in your framework, there's a couple ways to put it in there. But in your framework, you're telling Google, this is the name. So, first off, you tell them this is a product, this is a recipe, this is a service, so on and so forth. This is the name, this is the image, this is the price, this is... And you're labeling your content so that when Google then comes back through, or any search engine, they can read that schema markup and they know exactly...
Okay, let me bring this into something that we've all seen then before. So as we're searching, like search restaurants near me or whatever, some of the search results would just be a bunch of text. You'll see the title of the restaurant, and then you'll see some text that says, hey, this is the best little restaurant in Reading. But some, you'll actually see the gold star reviews.
That's due to schema.
And that's schema. That's essentially this, you're telling your website, hey, meet these search engines' requirements so that we can actually share your review, and we know it's a review, right?
Right. And so in schema, that's actually referred to as the aggregate rating. So that what that's actually doing is you're supposed to be collecting your ratings from multiple review sites, and that's the aggregate outcome of your rating. And you're supposed to be honest with it. There was a time where people weren't honest with it, and we were getting blacklisted.
Right.
And so if you're honest with it now, you show those up. But what you were talking about with the image results, how it says recipe or product, what that recipe or product is the beginnings of schema. So at the beginning of your page, you declare what this page is about. So this page is a recipe. Therefore, when it shows your image, we've said this is a recipe, this is the name, this is the image. Now when it serves up that image, it grabs that schema and says, it's a recipe.
It says, I've got a recipe here. Now, here's what's really interesting about that. I'm going to babble again, so sorry. This is how important mobile is. Google has actually has a whole different way to show content in mobile now, where if you do an image search, again, I'll use cupcakes. If you search for cupcakes and you're looking for images or ideas of cupcakes, it's actually giving you that little badge so that you can just easily click on it and you don't have to go to the website to look at the recipe.
Right. And cupcakes is a good example because let's pick three of the things that could show up there on the images. If you're looking at a thumbnail on a video on how to cook cupcakes, you're going to get a little play button.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at a recipe and an image that's representing the recipe page, it's going to say recipe.
Right.
If you get an image that says, buy this box of Toll House so that you can cook it with your family, it's going to say product.
Yeah.
You know, so that one topic that everybody's going to associate with recipe, that's not actually the case. It's going to be associated with a lot of things.
So to summarize, and kind of make sense of this in my head, the search engines have all agreed that humans want to see this information a certain way, and so they've agreed on how they'll view code. And so as a website owner, there are certain behind-the-scenes code choices I have to make so the search engines can recognize that I'm sharing a product, I'm sharing a review, I'm sharing a recipe or whatever they are. So again, as a business owner, I personally don't know how to write code and schema. I pay people to do that. I understand it. But most importantly, I know how to test it. And so as a business owner, you don't have to be able to write this stuff. But you should take from this that, for one, Google cares so much about mobile, it's taking it a step further and making it easier and easier, and it's going to keep doing that. So get it through your head, mobile matters. But on top of that, schema matters. Markup code matters, and it matters so much that Google gives you a tool. There's a tool that to test your data And so right now as a business owner, if you have Google Webmaster Tools, if you don't, again, we'll help you get it set up. You may be able to do it without it. But you'll go to search.google.com/structured-data/testing. Sorry, long URL.
Well, if you just want to search for it, it's the Google Structured Data Testing.
Or you can search for it.
Right.
That's even easier.
And so structured data to, you know, we're talking about schema and we're talking about structured data and microdata. So there's structured data and microdata. They're the same thing, and there are multiple kinds, and we're talking about schema. But this structured data testing tool will test for all of those. So search for Google Structured Data Testing Tool.
Yeah, and essentially it'll tell you if you've got issues or if it's set up right, and it'll tell you if you have errors, warnings, or items to be fixed or changed.
Yep.
And so you can literally just go over to your web developer and say, please make this so.
And this here is really what that article was all about, because for the past couple of, maybe the past year, if you didn't have an image, it just put up a warning.
Right.
But now if you don't have an image, it says that there's an error.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So one of the things we're going to do in the rest of the show is we're going to do what I'm calling You Asked For It. And that's meant to be kind of aggressive.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. You Asked For It. We're going to give it to you. We're going to go over some big topics, and we're going to take questions that we've been asked or are being asked, and we're going to answer them. So here's some of the things we're going to go over. We're going to go over WordPress. There's a lot of questions around WordPress. And for all of you who are wondering, well, what is WordPress? Well, a lot of the Internet's built with WordPress, so you're going to want to hear about that one. We're going to talk about what is Google Analytics and some questions. These are specific questions that people are asking, and you're probably asking or wondering about, too. So we're going to go over Google Analytics. We're going to go over content marketing. Those are a bunch of questions we've been asked about content marketing. That's a big one.
It is a big one. They're all potentially big ones.
Yeah, they're all potentially big ones. But content marketing, I think, is kind of fuzzy and gray. And so, like, one of the questions we're going to answer is, what is content marketing? If we can get through all these, we're going to do Google AdWords and Shopify. So these are going to be big. These are questions that we get asked all the time or being asked online. They're going to be really specific. Let me give you an example of one. So there's been some buzz about Google and nonprofits. And so Google AdWords has a program where it lets nonprofits get free Google AdWords, $10,000 a month worth of advertising. Did you know that, Chauncey?
I did.
Yeah. So we're going to tell you how you get that and what it is. That's one of the big questions is, what is Google AdWords? Also, with Shopify, you hear us talk about it a little bit. But one of the things is, what is Shopify and how does it work? So we're going to talk about that. And are Shopify stores safe? So we're going to go over that, too. Okay, so
I have a little funny trend thing, seeing how we're talking about trends, to talk about before we come to the commercial.
Okay, what is it?
You know how we recently had an eclipse?
Yeah.
So we're looking on Google Trends.
Yeah.
And one of your employees, Jake, types something in, and we see the trend. It's like normal, and all of a sudden, the day after the eclipse, it spikes. Guess what it is?
Eye damage.
My eyes hurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, side note on that, there was a rapper I read in the news that was bragging about he was going to look at the eclipse.
Oh, God.
And then the next day he had to cancel his concerts because he couldn't see. Was the eclipse big here? Did it go dark?
It went pretty dark.
I was disappointed.
Did you have the little glasses?
We had the glasses.
Here we had about 86% coverage. What did you have?
Oh, we had like 96%.
Oh, and you were still disappointed?
I thought it was going to go like epically end of world pitch black.
Well, the apocalypticness of the situation was definitely added to here by all of the local forest fires.
Oh, yeah, you guys probably had that. Yeah, so it got cooler, and it was a little lighter, and the birds started chirping, and weird things like that started happening.
Right, yeah.
But, no, I was fully expecting, like, apocalyptic. Did they cancel school here?
No.
They canceled school back there.
Okay. we need to quit what we're doing. We need to somehow band together and burn down the Internet.
Yeah.
If basically media in the Internet has so taken you over that you find an eclipse boring.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Are you getting ready to boss me around, Jared? Okay, so you are listening to the Being Found show. We're about ready to come back after this break, and we're going to go over some big questions. We're going to do our best to make sense of the Internet and how it's impacting your business and get really specific. So come on back.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
Big Bike Weekend is back and bigger than ever as it thunders into the Shasta District Fair and Event Center beginning Friday, October 6th. Sign up now to participate at BigBikeWeekend.com and check out the schedule of events, including the Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, and the free Can-Am Spider Demo Rides. There'll be hours of stunt bike entertainment featuring the Victor McLaughlin Motor Corps, Robin Stunt's Diamond Team, and the West Coast Connection Team, with non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bobette on the main stage. Be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. It's family-friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th. Sponsored in part by Shasta Speedway, Julie Foster Allstate Insurance, Reading Harley-Davidson, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo, and Riggs Media Consulting.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show. You know, I always worry every week that I'm not going to have anything to talk about, and then you guys are staring at me asking me to shut up, so apparently there's plenty to talk about. You know, that'd be the worst thing in radio ever, to run out of stuff, like have nothing come to your mind to say next.
Oh, yeah.
That would be, it'd be like not be able to sing on stage or something.
Well, one of my favorite movies is a movie called L.A. Story with Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah.
And they're sitting around the table, and he's getting introduced to this girl, and they're just all, oh, yeah, Jennifer here, she's been taking classes, she's majoring in conversation. And he turns to her, and he's all, oh, really? And she's all, yes.
Okay, so in this part of the show, we're going to do You Asked For It.
All right.
Boom, 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 crazy music. And so I broke these into topics. So the first one's WordPress. So before we start answering these questions, real quick, Chauncey, what is WordPress?
WordPress is a content management system.
And what the heck is that?
It runs on PHP. And
oh, boy. Yeah.
Database.
There you go. All right, that's it. You guys get it.
WordPress is basically something that you install that allows you to build a website quickly and easily without a huge amount of coding.
Yeah. So that's a website builder. In this particular case, most of the time it's a website builder you have on a server, your own servers, not something where you're paying monthly fees to someone else's code.
And so WordPress is actually based on a website called WordPress.com. WordPress.com is a network blogging website.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took the code that was made for that and they packaged it up and allowed people to make their own website. So when you're looking for WordPress, you potentially could find two things. You could find WordPress.com.
Right.
Or you could find WordPress.org.
Which is, and that's where you get the builder.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's one of the questions that the Internet's asking. Are WordPress sites mobile friendly?
Sometimes.
Yeah. The answer is no and yes. Here, I'm going to start on this one, and then you jump in on this one, because this is, to me, this is a big deal. First off, you know, an older WordPress site probably won't be or might not be, because, you know, if it was made 5-6 years ago, that wasn't something everyone was worrying about. Newer WordPress sites and templates that you use to build your website can be mobile responsive, which means they'll try to be mobile friendly. But I actually don't like when people ask this question and expect one generic answer.
It's a gray area.
It is a gray area. Because the reality is that, yes, your website should be responsive so that it changes how it looks for different mobile devices. Which, what do you do when a new mobile device is made next year? You now have to adjust your code and your website again so it's friendly for that device in some cases. But that's kind of stopping the discussion. That's where you're just thinking about the device. What about the user?
Right. What does mobile-friendly mean?
Yeah.
Mean friendly to the browser, to the device, to the user, to the conversion? What
right.
does mobile-friendly mean, exactly?
Right, right. And so it's not good enough to say, well, if you can't do anything else, I guess make sure your site's mobile-ready so it changes sizes.
Responsive.
It's responsive. But you do have to take it a step further, because don't forget your users are using their mobile device different than their desktop. So once you get advanced at this, or your team gets better at this, you actually start making your mobile version look and act different than you do your desktop version.
We were talking about this, and a prime example is a tow truck.
I don't remember ever talking about a tow truck.
By we, I mean me and your underlings.
Okay.
So I was trying to explain to them that mm-hmm. tow truck is a prime example. If you were searching for a tow truck from your desktop,
mm-hmm.
chances are you got some old clunker in your yard. You're trying to figure out a good day to get it out of the way. You know, your spouse is harping on you. You're going to get it out there, right?
Right.
If you're searching for a tow truck from your phone,
you need a tow truck.
You need it now.
Yeah. Right. So that's, we talk about it. You always explain things better than I do. I call it the intention. And the intention is different based on the device you're using in a lot of cases. Great example. Also, if I'm looking for a restaurant on my laptop, chances are I might be finding a place my wife and I might go to dinner, might be looking at...
walking down the street looking for something, you know.
Yep.
I'm going out of town next, at the beginning of this month, we're going to...
You didn't cover that with me.
Sac Anime.
Okay.
And my wife and I let the kids run around this anime convention while we walk around town and look for fun places to eat, and we are on that Google Maps the whole time.
That's right. Yeah. So is WordPress mobile-friendly? Depends on your version of that. Ultimately, it's just not something that just happens. But chances are, if you're using WordPress and newer templates, you're starting off on the right foot. That's my answer. Does that make sense?
In all likelihood, yeah. Any theme that you're looking for, template you're looking for, just search the page for the word responsive. It'll probably be there.
Yeah. Okay, here's another big one. I get asked this all the time. Are WordPress sites secure?
Sometimes.
I know. That's going to be the answer to all these. Start us out on this one a little bit.
WordPress does a pretty good job of updating. And as long as you're, let's say you're using the default WordPress themes and stuff like that, WordPress does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start using plugins and themes and so and other themes, you know, there are openings there because we're now dealing with third-party people.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that you should never use those things because obviously you need those functionalities. You want that look. You want that sale. You want that conversion. You know, so sometimes you need to take a little bit of extra precaution.
Yeah, and I think this gets down to is it secure? Well, I'll tell you what, nothing's secure anymore.
No, absolutely.
Everything can be hacked. But this is one of those things, you know, I'm just going to give you some summaries here. You know, if you're building a website that's going to access your bank information or you're a bank or you're going to have access to your customer database or it's going to connect right into your accounting software in an open fashion, then WordPress might not be the website for you. You know, it really is for to be a marketing layer. It's to share content. That's why it's called a CMS. I think you can stretch the use of WordPress maybe a little too far out. And if you're, you know, there are situations where because of plugins and things like that, you may not be able to maintain the highest level of security. How, having said that, though, there are all kinds of secure layers you can put in it. So
I think for a basic e-commerce site or selling services, I think it is totally safe and good. You know, I use WooCommerce.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people build on WordPress for free.
Yeah.
There's a massive community. They get free plugins. They get free themes, and it's awesome.
Right.
For sharing information, for educational stuff.
Yeah.
But when it comes to taking money and stuff like that, you're going to want to go with a company. So like WooCommerce, you want to go with somebody who's feels that they're accountable for the security of what they're giving you.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's got its issues. It's the Internet. And don't think you can build a site and then you're all done and it's secure.
Step one is run regular backups.
Yeah, run backups, run tests. So, you know, it's got its issues, but it's also most of the Internet's built on it now. It's, frankly, for marketing layers, and it's plenty usable. So go for it. I want to do one more. I want you to give me two answers to this one, Chauncey. Which WordPress plugins are the best?
For what?
Right. So good question. So let's put it this way. This is why I said two. What two plugins do you always make sure you include on a website?
Yoast.
Yoast. What is Yoast?
Yoast is an SEO plugin that helps you sort of have more control of some of the SEO code going on.
So you can visually see the code. You make sure you can test your web pages, make sure they're SEO friendly, things like that. As an owner, if you have Yoast installed on your WordPress site, you can actually log in and see a dashboard that says if your pages have been optimized or not. And I'm going to tell you a little secret right now. One of the first questions that's going to be asked when you use that plugin is which keyword are you focusing on with that page? What intention or concept are you trying to be found for? And if you don't know the answer to that, that's probably your first problem. Don't worry about the plugin. You need to ask yourself, why do you even have these pages and what is you're trying to be found for?
Right.
Yeah, that happens all the time. Okay, so what's another one?
Contact Form 7 I use on every site.
What's that?
So in the default contact forms in WordPress are very limited. Contact Form 7 allows you to build contact forms, put in a captcha that sort of get rid of your spam and stuff like that, and it's really easy to use.
Because WordPress isn't that good at just having forms right out of the gate, right?
Yeah, to give a little bit of lame history of WordPress. WordPress is actually not a CMS. It's a BMS, which is a blogging
BS?
BMS.
Oh, okay.
Blogging Management System. That became so incredibly popular that people started using it as a CMS and now use it that way. But really, it was just intentionally built in the beginning for blogging.
Gotcha. Okay, so here's one more WordPress one. This question was, why WordPress over Wix? Now, I'm going to actually ask that question a little different. So why WordPress over Wix instead of that is, you know, what is the difference between WordPress and Wix at its foundational level? Because they're very different website building platforms.
Well, I find that question a little confusing.
Okay.
Because that question could be why WordPress.com over Wix.com.
Yeah, could be.
So it could be both network blogging, but... But we're gonna say why WordPress, why have your own WordPress site over Wix,
mm-hmm.
and that is because it is yours.
Right.
It will not be able to be taken away from you if Wix goes out of business. Your site's gone.
Yeah, and that's the interesting catch. And you know, we build a lot of sites on Shopify, and it's used a lot. But everything is risk and reward. So same with Wix. With Wix, you're on somebody else's server. This is a business of hosting a website builder. And all you're doing is really adjusting the content. If Wix went out of business or got sold tomorrow, you don't have a website anymore.
Yeah, but it's a great place to experiment for people who are just getting started.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so how much time do we have, Jared? 20 seconds. Okay. We're coming to the end of this break, or the end of this segment. We'll be right back after the break.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belangi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Waiting for the break of day. Looking for something to say.
All right, welcome back to the Being Found Show, where we listen to great music and Chauncey dances.
I don't know. I disagree on Chicago, man.
Oh, no, not great music. Okay, but you are dancing.
Yeah. I'm filling in for Sean.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, again, we're going to continue with this You Asked For It segment and then loud music and thunder. You asked for it. Okay, so we were going over WordPress. Now, here's the thing. I have 5 pages of this. I really thought we were going to get through more of these. I have grand design here and bad execution. Okay, so here, I want to get into Google Analytics.
Right.
One of the most important tools in the entire Internet, and yet I can't remember how many business owners I run into that, or let's expand that concept, marketing departments in businesses and all that, who use it on a regular basis or understand what it's telling them, right? And so it's one of those things I just feel like isn't used enough. At least who I'm bumping into don't seem to use it enough. And so here's some questions that we were asked. And one is why Google Analytics is even important. And I'm throwing that to you.
Oh, because it basically is tracking all of your traffic, and it's telling you what people did. And from that, we can extrapolate their intentions or how they felt about your site and so on and so forth. You know, I got to throw in that if you're new, put analytics on your site, but you don't need to use it.
Yeah.
It's really like phase 2 or phase 3. There are so many things that you need to do first before you get in there and start interpreting the data. But when phase 2 hits and you need to interpret the data, if you didn't have it, there'll be nothing to interpret.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of websites that have been built in this town. And I want to be supportive of everybody, but they've been built in this town, and when we look at them, there's no Google Analytics that was installed. Website builders are not even putting Google Analytics on their customers' websites. So businesses ask the people developing your website to show you your Google Analytics account. Because like you said, even if you're not ready to use it, you can look back over 2 years when you are ready, and it's going to tell you a story. One of the things it'll tell you is where. So Google Analytics will tell you geographically where your users are coming from. And let's just take the extreme version of that. There are it is certainly possible, matter of fact, I've seen this happen, where you might get 9,000 visitors to your site a month, but 6,000 of them could be from countries or states that you don't even do business.
We're huge in Bangladesh.
Yeah, we're huge in Bangladesh. So geographically, you need to see the whole story. So geographically is one. It'll also tell you which devices people are using so you know where to focus your money. Do you need to focus on your mobile site? Or, we talk about mobile, but there are some really extreme businesses that have a lot of engineering data that's required and things like that. And frankly, those customers do use a desktop and not a mobile device because it's more research orientated. So Google Analytics will tell you those things.
And it'll tell you if you're doing well on them or not. It'll tell you if people are coming to your site and saying, this site sucks and I'm out.
Yep.
You know, which is called bounce rate.
Okay, so I love this question. Why is Google Analytics showing 0 visitors?
Because you either don't have any visitors,
which is possible,
or you have it wrong. Just because you created it doesn't mean that it's working. So you created it, now Google is working.
Yeah.
But you have to put that code on your site. If you didn't put the code on your site, it's going to register zero.
That's what I think happens most. And putting the code on your site, you know, it's, again, it's technical, but it's quick. 5 seconds, and a web guy can put the code on for you. You do.
And if you're using any builder or anything like that, I mean, they'll have a place for you to put that.
Yeah, you can put the code in. So, yeah, that was the answer I was going to give on this one, is you do have to follow the step of, okay, you've created your Google Analytics account, but did you connect it to your website?
Right. Yeah. You got to read step 2.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm going to go down to Google AdWords. So you asked for it, Google AdWords. What is Google AdWords?
You're going to be better at this than I am. This is an area you're much more familiar with than I am. But Google AdWords is a bidding marketplace where you bid against other people basically by the click in order to have your ads show up at the top of Google.
Yeah. Okay, well, you win. That was really good.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So to add to that, Google AdWords is a really good place to win at first in Google results. So if I've got a new product or I've got a web page that I want found, I can actually, like you said, I can bid. I can pay to show up at the top of the results. Now, I may pay forever, Or I may only do that for a while until my webpage starts to catch traffic and it's getting users from other places like social or search or all those other places. And then I may point those, that first place that I bought, I may decide to spend that on another webpage or another product to drive traffic.
Right. You know, search engine optimization takes time.
Right.
And so, you know, you pay per click in the beginning. PPC is what AdWords is normally called. So.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're trying to get in search engines, it's called search engine marketing. Under search engine marketing, you have search engine optimization, which has you show up, and then you have PPC.
Right.
You know, and so a lot of the time, people will start with PPC as they're slowly building their SEO.
Right.
And then in the end, they'll maybe not get rid of their PPC, but they'll target their PPC on things that are more immediate. Like we have a sale. Like we have Christmas opportunities, like we have so on and so forth, stuff that's immediate, that's not very conducive to SEO.
Yeah, so I'm going to go into the next question, and this might be the last one we can get out here. How much does it cost? And I think a good thing to clarify there is the way you're paying for Google AdWords is you're paying per click. So when someone sees your ad and they click on it, you now owe Google some money. Now, how much does that cost? Well, I've seen it cost anywhere from 20 to 30 cents per click to $80 to $90 to $130 per click.
Right.
So again, this is one of those things that before you go into Google AdWords, you do want to analyze if there's opportunity and if you can afford the conversion rate. Go ahead.
Let's throw this in so we don't scare people. You know, the cost per click, think about your business and what you would consider a warm lead.
Right.
And think about what that warm lead is worth to you. And the cost per click is representative of that. So let's say you're a carpet cleaner. You're getting $60 a job. Maybe, you know, $60 to $120 a mm-hmm. job. You know, your click is probably $5. You're
yeah.
paying $5 for a warm lead that's going to convert to that type of money. Let's say you're a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And each job is worth probably $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when you're going to be paying $80 for a warm lead.
Yeah.
You know, so don't get too scared by these numbers of saying $80 a click, because it's directly representative of what your industry is willing to bid for a lead.
Now, yeah, let me follow up with that, because here's this awesome part of Google AdWords or PPC that essentially this is making a promise. In an ad, you're saying, hey, if you need a lawyer, I can give you a quote today, and if somebody clicks on that, well, you now know that their intention is that they want that promise kept. And so this is a different kind of click than search engine optimization or the regular organic results, where someone might be going to read about lawyers or read a blog post or 10 things lawyers can do. This is where a very specific promise was made. That person clicked because they're looking for fulfillment of that promise. Which theoretically, if you get everything right, that means those clicks do become more valuable, because those are their intention of that person typically is more likely to be a buyer, because ultimately they clicked on a promise. Let's say that promise was to come eat at the best restaurant tonight. Well, if they clicked on that, then you now know that they're interested in eating at the best restaurant tonight. Now, how well
you better be good and you better be open.
Yeah, and how well you keep that promise after the click will determine if whether you wasted your money on that click or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a good point. One last little thing I'd like to say there. So you have to keep your promise at the restaurant. You better be good and you better be open. But AdWords, you can actually adjust when they're showing up. So you might turn it on so it's only showing up during your business hours. And so you might say, your AdWords might, let's just say for a restaurant, might be that, you know, come enjoy our lunch special.
At 4 in the morning.
At 4 in the morning. That would not be smart.
No.
Right? So you can make so those ads are only coming on around lunchtime.
Absolutely. You could have breakfast ads, you could have lunch ads, and you could have dinner ads.
That's
and
right.
And could come up at specifically those times.
Yeah. And geographically you can target. So the nice thing about AdWords is that you can get really specific. And this AdWords is one of those few things where I say that if you stick with it and you don't spend any more money than you can risk losing, it does eventually, for a lot of businesses, become like printing money, because you really can't optimize your promise, and you really can't align it with your real business services, and eventually over time it does become a stable source of income. Now, it doesn't work for everybody, and maybe sometimes the clicks are too expensive, or you can't manage certain parts of the marketing campaign, and it doesn't work. So I'm not saying it works for everybody, but if you can get it right, it can become a stable source of income.
But you can put a cap. You can say, I only want to spend $10 a day
yeah.
for the next 4 days just to see.
Yeah.
You know, there's dabbling involved.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. You are listening to the Being Found show. And again, this is another one of those things. You're welcome to come by. Google beingfound.com or go to beingfound.com. Don't Google us. Go to beingfound.com and call us.
Why doesn't my website work Wednesdays?
Why doesn't my website work Wednesdays? Come by and we'll answer any of these questions. Totally free. No pressure.
Give us a call 1 p.m. Pacific time.
Thank you. You're so good at this. I don't know what I'd do without you. Yeah, 1 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesdays. Why doesn't my website work? We'll do all this. We'll answer all this. And if we can fix something for you, we'll get it done for you now. So you have been listening to the Being Found show. Thank you so much for listening. We love doing this. We hope you love listening. And we'll catch you next week.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The National Weather Service is placing much of Alabama under a tropical storm warning because of Hurricane Nate, which is expected to strike the Gulf Coast sometime later today. Jack Bevin with the National Hurricane Center.
The hurricane force winds will not extend very far inland. The tropical storm winds will extend a good distance inland across portions of the southern United States due to the rapid motion of the system.
Those winds could be about 60 miles an hour across much of Alabama. A police forensics officer in blue coveralls seen outside the Natural History Museum in London taking photographs of the scene where a car hit pedestrians.